And now, welcome to the midday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio now with Mark Valenti, Chicago area pianist who has come up to perform works by Claude Debussy and Hector Villa-Lobos. And welcome back to the midday. This must be, what is about your third visit?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you, Norman.
Well, appreciate having you up here. And what are you doing in Chicago these days? Anything different from the last time?
Well, my studio has exploded and doubled over the summer. So
congratulations.
A lot of teaching and playing all around. And yeah, it's pretty much all I ever do.
Well, it sounds like a full plate anyway. And how long have you been playing the piano music of Villa-Lobos? You don't get to hear it all that often.
I only play this set, and I learned it maybe 10 years ago, and always loved it from a recording by Arthur Rubinstein, which they were written for.
I had forgotten that, and Villa-Lobos has the reputation of being a little unorthodox, a little surprising by traditional musician standards. Do you find that in these pieces?
Yeah, he has a very unique approach to tonality throughout these that is interests me especially. And that's one of my favorite aspects of music, a unique approach to tonality. And I think you can tell he picked up quite a bit from Debussy.
And this is rather, I guess it could almost work as a title for something by Debussy or Fauré. The title of this, actually two of these collections from just about 100 years ago, 1918, for this particular set, the Baby's Family. What's going on there?
So these are portraits of a set of dolls his daughter had. And so they're musical pictures. And the first one, the porcelain doll, has a very delicate, fragile kind of feel to it. The the wooden doll utilizes lots of repeated notes, which literally make the hammers hammer away, giving it kind of a wooden effect. And then the witch doll has these kind of sinister swirling sounds that remind me of the Wicked Witch of the West. And then we have the paper doll, very frilly, kind of like Japanese origami. And the rag doll has this bittersweet feel to it, like a Raggedy Ann doll. And the clown doll is all full of all sorts of merry pranks and antics.
Well, it sounds like he did quite a job of distinguishing these various dolls in these piano pieces.
Absolutely.
So we'll hear a total of six dolls in this set, each with its own personality, and the pianist for the occasion, Mark Valenti.
Thank you.
That was a set of six pieces that go under the category of Prole do Bebe, the baby's family, from 1918 by Villa-Lobos. And the last one had a little tune running through it. Was that just a Brazilian folk tune? Do you know, Mark?
I don't know for sure. Sure sounds it.
That gave it a particular charm. My guest for the midday today, playing live in our Buck studio, is Mark Valenti, who's come up from Chicago to play works by Villa-Lobos and Claude Debussy. And now back to Mark Valenti and the work of Claude Debussy, who was, I wanted to say, above all, a pianist. Mm-hmm. Of course, he wrote some fantastic orchestral scores, but the piano is where he seems to have started out with his creativity and his originality. And there's a lot to choose from, including the etudes. Now, with the etudes, did he take his cue, do you think, from Chopin, or just from the sense that an etude is a kind of a technical study?
Well, I'm guessing by the fact that he was asked to edit the French edition of the Chopin etudes that he got inspired and motivated to write his own set. And you can find some parallels with the approach in the key and that sort of thing. The number one in both sets is in C major, and the final one I'm playing that is an arpeggio etude, which means harp, is in the same key as the Aeolian harp of Chopin. So I definitely think he was inspired.
He knew his Chopin, to say the least. And one thing that Debussy is very accommodating with in the titles for these etudes, unless his publisher put it in there, is exactly what is the kind of the technical underpinning or approach of each etude.
Well, for some reason, I'm not sure if anybody knows, at the end of his life, he turned to these technical forms. He wrote a series of sonatas as well as these etudes, and seems a little contrary to what you would expect.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it's almost backwards from what you'd expect.
It's similar to Stravinsky, who was so against the 12-tone serialism and then tried his hand at it eventually.
And so the four that we're going to hear as a set, from a set of great, more 12 etudes by Debussy from 1915. Let's see. The first one is for ornamentation. That should be pretty pretty clear to tell what's going on there.
Yes.
And then there's one for the interval of a third. Just give us the third there, Mark, so we... So we'll be hearing a lot of that in the second one. And then this is the one that's perhaps the most distinctive, as he actually refers to that master of keyboard technique, the bane of many a piano student, Carl Czerny.
Yes, it's somewhat of a humorous little spoof as he... sounds like the student is practicing his five-finger exercises, but goes off into his own little fantasy world as he gets bored.
That would sound just like Debussy. And then, as you mentioned, the last of the four that we'll be hearing has to do with, he calls them composite arpeggios?
Yeah, it might be a difficult word to translate. My best guess is you'll hear all sorts of arpeggiated chords throughout, but they have added notes for color. They're not traditional arpeggios, and so it's a very colorful, ethereal piece.
Okay, so here we go. These four etudes by Claude Debussy, the pianist Mark Valenti. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark Valenti with Four Etudes by Claude Debussy. At times, especially in that last one, just a step or two away from jazz.
Absolutely. You can find every jazz harmony in Debussy and 40 years earlier.
Yeah, I was going to say, the timing is just right. This is 1915, and jazz, you're within 3 or 4 years.
Well, yeah, but they didn't get to these harmonies till the late 40s.
Debussy was a jazz guy ahead of his time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Mark Valenti, thanks for coming up from Chicago. He has a studio there and has come up occasionally to perform on the midday. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Norman.